All right, children. Do we have any children in the house? I have a children's message. I know a number of you have come up here before, but we'll just kind of gather around in a half circle here. Whew, we have kids. I was kind of wondering. Yeah, we have some missing. So if you want to just sit down in a half circle here, kind of sit down in a circle. All right. You guys can come up if you'd like. We can make room. Mom, if you want to come too.
Yeah.
All righty. All right. Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. We have 16 up here. Praise the Lord. Yes. Well, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for coming up here. I know this sometimes can be a little kind of nervous for some of you that haven't been up here before. And what are we celebrating today? We're celebrating Christmas. And what is Christmas about?
It's about Jesus' birthday.
It's about Jesus' birthday. What are some things that we do on people's birthdays?
Oh, I know.
Go ahead. Give them cake. Do we ever sing happy birthday?
Yeah.
Guess what? I asked Miss Candy if she would come up here and help lead us in singing happy birthday to Jesus. Do you think we should do that? It's his birthday. Yes, and that other part that says how old are you? Well, it's pretty old. Okay, so on Christmas, what are some things that we do on Christmas? Go ahead.
So what we do on Christmas?
Just one thing. One thing.
Open presents.
Okay, so we open presents. Does anyone else have one thing they want to share? Okay, giving presents. Anything else that you do on Christmas?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Christopher, do you have anything? What else do you do on Christmas? Do a Christmas tree? Yeah.
Celebrating Jesus' birth.
You know, some other... Oh, you have one too? Yeah, decorating for Christmas. How many of you get together with family?
Me.
Yeah, yeah. How many eat special foods, like special cookies and some special things for Christmas? Do any of you watch Christmas movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about play games? Oh, yes, yes. Sleep in? Does anyone sleep in on Christmas? Oh, good for you. Good for you. You know, if Christmas wasn't on a Sunday, I'd probably still be in my pajamas. I'm usually in my pajamas most of the day. And then something else we do as a family is we read the story of Jesus. We read Bible and Scripture. The real Christmas story. Do any of your families do that?
I know the Christmas.
Do you guys read Scripture on Christmas? Yeah, a few of you do. You see, something that Scripture shows us about Jesus' birth is how much God loves us. And how many of you know John 3:16, that verse? John 3:16, a couple of you. Good. Well, I'll read it here. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world. Does he love everything in the world?
Yeah.
He does, yeah. What do you think he loves most? When we read this verse, for God so loved the world, what he's talking about in the world, what he loved most was people, his creation. He loves us so much that he sent his son. He gave Jesus to us. He sent Jesus to the earth because he loves us. And when we believe in Jesus, can anyone say believe? Say believe.
Believe.
Believe. When we believe in Jesus, that means that we believe in him so much that we listen to him, we follow him, and we obey him. Yeah, he tells us sometimes that we should do things and not do things. And we believe Jesus, to believe Jesus means that we focus our lives on Jesus. And that is awesome. That is so awesome. When we believe like that, we will have eternal life. And we'll live forever with Jesus in heaven. Who wants to live in heaven with Jesus? Yeah, I was hoping I'd see all your hands. So when Jesus was born, that was a huge thing. God really loves us, and that he showed us that. God loves you. God loves each and every one of you. And this, and in a little bit, I'm actually going to be preaching about the shepherds. Do you guys remember the shepherds in the Christmas story? Yeah, yeah. And they were out in their fields with their flocks, and an angel came and told them that Jesus was born. Actually, a whole bunch of angels showed up and started singing. And then the angels left. Or after the angels left, the shepherds, they pretty much just, they just went to go see Jesus. They went, and after they saw Jesus, they began telling others what they saw. We cannot rush off and see baby Jesus like they did. But you know what? We can still be with Jesus when we pray, when we read his Bible, and when we just want to talk to Jesus, we can talk to him. And then we can also tell others that God loves them, just like the shepherds did. That John 3:16 verse is good news, and we were never meant to get that good news and just keep it to ourselves. We're supposed to tell others about Jesus and tell others that good news. There's a verse that you might have a hard time understanding, but I'm going to read it and explain just a little bit. It's Romans 10:12-13. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. Can you say no difference?
No difference.
No difference. The same Lord is Lord of all. Can you say the Lord is Lord of all?
The Lord is Lord of all.
Yes. He's Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. That's great. And it means that God loves us no matter if we have differences. You know, we might have different skin colors. God loves us just the same. God, you might be a boy or you might be a girl. God loves you just the same. And you might be growing up. There might be grown-ups and there might be, like you guys, kids. God loves all of us the same. And you may have lots of hair and you may not have as much hair, but God still loves us all the same. You might be rich or you might be poor, you might be smart or maybe not so smart, but God loves us all the same. When we believe in Jesus and call him our Lord, we are saved. And we're saved from hell, and we'll get to live with Jesus forever. Now, when I told my kids today that we're having a children's message, you want to know what they were thinking? Yes, we're going to get candy at the end. Today we're going to do something a little different, okay? Today I'm going to ask all of you to do something. I'm going to give you a card with a piece of candy on it, but I don't want you to keep it. I want you to go out here and find someone and give them that card and piece of candy and tell them Jesus loves you. Can you say, Jesus loves you?
Jesus loves
you. Now, it might be a little strange to give someone you really don't know very well this, but I really want you to do it, okay? Okay? Can we all do that? And once you're done giving it away, I want you to come back up here, okay? All right. So once I give you the card and piece of candy, I want you to go take it. Maybe take it to someone you don't know. Someone you don't know very well. And tell them, Jesus loves you. Okay? Once you get your card, go ahead and go. And if you see that someone's already got one, go take it to someone else, okay? Thank you for doing that. You see, that's kind of what we get. We get something special from Jesus. And he says, I'm giving this to you so that you can also give it to others. Now, you're going to get one of those too, okay? You are. But that's what the good news of Jesus is we get the good news of Jesus, and we get to share it. And I would like to say a prayer and just ask God to help us to remember that it was God's love that he sent Jesus to come and be with us. And he has promised to save us when we believe in him. And we're also to remember to share him with others. So do you remember how we do this? We line up and put our knees on the floor. Can you do that? Find a space down here. All right, let's just say a prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for loving us so much that you sent your son Jesus to be with us. And Lord, we thank you even more that when we believe and trust in you, you've promised to save us, that we would get to be with you in heaven forever. Lord, we thank you for that good news. And Lord, I ask that you would help us to remember that we are to share you with others, that it's not just for us to keep you, but we are to give you and share that good news with others so they can be with you forever and have a relationship with you. Lord, help us to believe in you the way we should. And Lord, I pray this in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you so much for coming up here. I've got this card and a couple other things. So once you get it, you can go ahead and go back to your seat with your parents. All right. Well, now we'll get on to our message. We've been going through a series that is preparing for Christmas. And it was 2 weeks ago we were looking at preparing for the miraculous. And then last week we were preparing to be instruments. And now we're today looking at preparing to engage. So an angel appeared to Zechariah in that sermon we looked at on preparing for the miraculous. An angel appeared to Zechariah alone, and then last week we looked at the angel appearing to Mary alone. And if we had probably another week in here, I might look at Joseph when the angel appeared to him in a dream. But today we'll see not just one angel, but we'll see many angels appearing to many shepherds. And today's story is a little different. You see, when the angel speaks to the shepherds, that message is not meant for just them. It was meant to be shared with everyone. Of course, this is following a little bit along with our children's message here. And the difference partially is, okay, when we looked at Zechariah, that message from the angel was intended just for him and his wife. They're going to have a child. Mary and the message the angel gave her, it was for her and Joseph that they were going to have a child, and then reconfirmed in Joseph's dreams. And the shepherds are told what we'll read in Luke 2:8. Let's go ahead and read that, and we'll see what they are told. So if you'd like to turn to Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 18. And there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, The shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about the child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. So that's the bigger chunk of scripture that we're going to be looking at today. I'll be breaking it down into smaller chunks. But the shepherds were told that there was great news of great joy as the Savior was born. He was Christ the Lord. Who was the news for? It was for all people. It's for all people. Again, this message is not meant for one person, not for one group. It was not for one nationality. It was not for one region, not for one empire. It was for all people. Again, this message was meant to be heard by the entire world, and that's what has been going on since that time. The message of Jesus has been spreading since then. I think the very first part that hits me is the ordinariness of the shepherds. We might often think that, okay, when we saw Zechariah, we think, okay, well, he was a priest serving in the temple. He was kind of special. And then we look at Mary and we know that she was just like us. She was a sinner saved by grace. But at the same time, we don't always really aren't able to say why specifically God chose her above others. What was special about her? So we kind of set Zechariah up while he was a priest, and Mary, well, she was special, which she is special. God did choose her. But then we get to the shepherds, and I think we all have to agree. They were not a special people. They were everyday people caring for their sheep. They were out in the fields. And this message of the Savior being born was a message for real people living real lives. They were sleeping in the fields with their flocks. They were protecting their livelihood. There wasn't anything super special going on. They weren't perfect. But that is who the good news is for. These were shepherds, the ones to first hear the good news that Jesus is born. It's interesting that God chose them over any others. Why weren't the Pharisees or the priests the first ones to be told? Well, I think if we read enough in the New Testament, we find out that the priests and the Pharisees would have probably spent most of the time arguing on whether that was truly the Messiah, arguing maybe about whether they actually saw an angel or not, maybe arguing about, well, this can't be what it is, instead of sharing, going to see and sharing the good news. God chose the shepherds to be the first ones to hear. I'd like to go back to verses 9 and 10 of what we just read. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people." We see that there are two responses listed here. The shepherds were terrified. They were afraid. But the angel says they should instead be full of joy because of the great news that Jesus was born. Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah, Savior who has come to take away sins. And we no longer need to live in fear of judgment when we receive Christ. We no longer have to be afraid, but we can be full of joy. That fear can turn to great joy when we not only hear the good news of Christ, but also experience God's love, experience God's forgiveness and His mercy that's found in Jesus Christ. It is in Christ that we find joy because He brings to those who receive Him peace with God. As we see in verse 14, I don't have that up here. In verse 14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." How do we get His favor? It's by trusting and following Jesus. Now, the shepherds were likely taken off guard by the angel appearing. I don't think any of us would be any different. Someone just appears, and it would probably be, you'd be off guard. You wouldn't be ready for it. But truly, our Savior Jesus came for them, and he came for you and me. Our fears can turn to joy when looking at Christ. As we look at 15 and 16, when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. Think about after the angels left, the whole company of hosts were singing. And then when they left, what did they hear? It's quiet. Maybe sheep bellowing. Bah. Yeah, I should have all you do that, and then we know what it sounds like. But there you go. But the shepherds, they were given some great news, and they hear this wonderful chorus of the angels. And they know that a short distance away, the Savior, this Messiah who's been prophesied for a long time, he's there. He's right there. A short distance away. What do they do? These shepherds are hardworking people, and they have flocks on the hillsides. But they decide they're going to go. And I like how Scripture describes how they went in verse 16. They hurried off. They didn't just slowly move along. They hurried. They were given good news. The one that has been foretold for hundreds of years. The Messiah was just born. It's happening in their lifetime. And the angels were kind enough to let them know. They weren't going to miss this. And they were quick to react. And they hurried off to go and be with Jesus. Now, Jesus might not be a baby in a stable or a cave a few miles away, but through his Holy Spirit, he's right here. You don't have to run for hours to encounter Jesus. You can enter his presence where you are at. You can talk to him at any moment. Now, I like to think that maybe I'm kind of like a shepherd. Maybe I'm just a little simple. I'm not an overly religious as a Pharisee would be. Thank goodness. Praise the Lord for that. But I can be with Jesus. I can be with him. You know, some of us have a past that we can't change. But our Savior is here for each and every one of us. Will you go and be with him? And I would say, be like the shepherd. Don't drag your feet. Hurry and spend time with him. Put your faith in him and receive him. Don't wait. Don't think life circumstances will be better later. The time to engage and to put your trust and your faith in Jesus is right now. What are you going to do with the news that you've just heard? I'd like to continue on with the verses 17 and 18, and then verse 20. When they had seen him, when the shepherds had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. After the shepherds encountered Jesus, life for them had changed. When we encounter Jesus, our lives are changed too. They were glorifying the Lord and praising God. Life was different. And that isn't all. They encountered Jesus when they engaged others. they encountered Jesus, and then they engaged others, and they shared that good news with everyone they met. That was the intent. The angels shared the good news of Jesus. The shepherds received it. They went and saw him, and then they shared what they had seen and heard with others, and that's to continue on as we receive Christ, we are to share him with others. Our Savior came and wants us all to come to him and receive his salvation. Romans 5, 1 through 2, I'd like to read that. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. I know there's a lot in that passage, and I'm not going to preach on it. I would simply encourage you, if you have not really read that one, I encourage you to write it down or look up that verse this week and meditate on that passage to digest what exactly that is meaning. Take it in. It's a good one. We receive, we experience, and we share this great love of God. And that's pretty awesome.